Ironman 70.3 this weekend in Santa Rosa. And the race director is Dave Reed. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
What have you learned about previous Santa Rosa Ironmans that you will bring into this weekend's events?
I think we've continued each iteration. This is our fourth iteration or fourth event in Santa Rosa. I think each year we've learned how to improve both the athlete experience as well as to communicate the nature of the event to the general public. So I think we're really trying to reach out both to the athletes and inform them, but also just the general Santa Rosa community and Sonoma County community and have them have a better understanding of the event.
And speaking of getting a better understanding, Dave, I'm hoping you can help me with this. Aside from very serious athletes, who are the regular people who decide to enter a competition like this? And why do they do it?
I think it's an amazing experience. I think we have over 3,400 athletes registered for the event, and we have over 1,000 first-time athletes, so first-time triathletes doing the 70.3 distance. And for many of them, it's a lifestyle, but for many of them too, it's a goal that they put out there for themselves, and they train for 6 months and 9 months a year, sometimes longer, to get ready to accomplish completing the distance.
And again, I'm so curious about people that do this that, again, aren't the hardcore athletes who are actually seriously competing in this event. But the other folks, I mean, generally speaking, if a person does one Ironman, does one triathlon, will they do another?
Yeah, we see a lot of our athletes who start off doing one come back and are excited and inspired and want to do another one. And they sometimes they want to come back and do the same one and see if they can improve upon their time in the same course and the same conditions. And sometimes they go and travel to another event and they make it a destination experience. We've got a lot of athletes coming from all over the world to Santa Rosa and Sonoma County to the wine country and to experience this race. And so it makes it special for them to do these races all over the world. For sure.
Yeah. We appreciate the influx of cash also, Dave, that the Ironman brings. We really appreciate that, particularly this year. How long does it take your body to recover from a triathlon?
Everybody's different for sure. I mean, we are, like you said, our professional athletes, our pro athlete field here, we've got some former world champions, and they can literally do this length race on back-to-back weekends.
Wow.
And perform at a very high level. And then the age group athletes, some of them for the first-timers, it may take them a couple weeks to rest and recover and, have blisters heal or sore muscles recover. So it just, it all depends on the athlete and the preparation. And
I thought you were going to say 6 months to a year. That seems kind of reasonable to somebody like me to recover from like that.
Yeah. So for these athletes, a lot of them, most of them have been training for a long time. So hopefully they're well prepared. They've ridden the distances and they've run the distances and it's always putting it all together in one day is a big task, But they do generally spend a lot of time preparing, so hopefully the recovery isn't months.
Hopefully not.
Sure, for some of them it might be. Yeah.
That would probably not bode well for a second effort. That's for sure. Talk about the village in Santa Rosa and what it's made of, and for people who, are not rooting for one person in particular, but want to be a part of the experience. What would it be like for them?
It's a great energy downtown. So we'll have athletes, the pro athletes will start coming in off the bike around 9 a.m. and they'll literally be finishing about an hour and 10 minutes later, right at around 10, a little after 10, 10:15. And then we'll have finishers coming through between 10:15 and about 4:30. And it's a great energy. There is a thought that people have that, oh gosh, only serious athletes do this, but all ages, shapes, and sizes come out and race this, and they're so excited to come across the finish line, and we've got music and the announcers announcing the names of the finishers. And so it's an inspiring venue and inspiring experience to see for these people who are accomplishing a major goal for themselves for the year, or maybe even a lifetime goal.
And if we're planning out our day to try to be, you know, there at various exciting aspects of this, can you go through the route event by event for us, Dave?
Yeah, sure. So the swim is up at Lake Sonoma. It's beautiful up there right now. And so the athletes will swim in Lake Sonoma, and then they will bike through Sonoma County, through Highway 128 in the Alexander Valley area, Chalk Hill Road. Then they come down through Windsor on Shiloh Road, and there are some road closures around Shiloh Road. So you want to check out the srcity.org/Ironman website and take a look at those, just so you're familiar with those for the motoring public. And then they come down through Olivet, Guerneville Road, and then they'll be crossing Willowside into the city of Santa Rosa via Hall. And then they come through town on the bike course. They take Fulton Road to West College, Stony Point to West Ninth, and then they come into the downtown corridor, finishing the bike course on Third Street, right next to the Courthouse Square. And then they start their run, and their run is on the Santa Rosa Creek Trail, and they do two laps of the run. So it's a real spectator friendly run. So if people want to watch the runners out there, they can stand on D Street and watch the runners as they're out running on the course. And then the finish line is on Fourth Street, right at Mendocino.
And is there a trophy involved? What do the competitors win, the top competitors?
Well, there's a pro prize purse for the pro field, and then the age groupers, they certainly win awards, and there are qualifying spots for the fastest age group winners in each age group for the World Championships in 2019. So the World Championships for the 70.3 distance in 2019, the fastest athletes will win a qualifying spot for that race as well.
And when is the Ironman in Kona, Hawaii?
That's in October every year.
Okay, so there are several people who have qualified through the Santa Rosa Ironman that will be a part of that race too?
Yeah, so the qualifying for the Kona race was in May, but there are certainly some elite level athletes here this weekend who have qualified for Kona, who are using this race as a training tune-up event for their preparations for the Kona event. And certainly a lot of the pro men and women are out here, will be competing in Kona as well.
You know, I have a friend who's an ER doctor in Kona, and Ironman weekend is her least favorite part of the year, as you can imagine.
it's definitely a big event on the island.
Oh,
sure.
It's huge. And again, this is not a part of the island where there is a volcanic eruption taking place. That's
thankfully
at the other
other
end of the island. What you know, why keep coming back to Santa Rosa for you?
I mean, I'm biased, but it's just a beautiful place to be. It's a beautiful venue, both the Courthouse Square, but the surrounding countryside, as well as the Creek Trail. It's just a great venue to compete on, and I think it's a great venue to come and visit for family and friends that support their athletes. This is one of the largest 70.3 events we have in the world, and it's because it's such a beautiful place to come and visit, and beautiful venue to race, that popularity has created the size of event that we have here.
And another reason why it's good for us, Dave, is that all of those athletes that come from outside of Sonoma County, which I would imagine the far and away the majority of them do, they go back to their respective places and tell people that the entire county did not burn down in October, but is alive and well, and waiting for more visitors. So getting that word out is very valuable to us too.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it was remarkable how how devastating the fires were, but how the misinformation about what impacts were. We got a lot of athletes in October and November emailing saying, you know, is the race going to happen? You know, what's happening with the race? And we just kept telling people, look, you know, there was devastating fires, but it did not impact the venue or the course. There's a lot of Santa Rosa and Sonoma County that were untouched.
And one more thing, if you could help us get educated about, Dave, at what point of the clock will the first elite racers come in?
We'll expect the first pro men to finish on 4th and Mendocino at about 10:15, 10:10, between 10:10 and 10:15 is my estimate.
Wow. And what about the last ones coming in?
The last athlete, the last athlete will be about 4:20, 4:15. Those pro athletes, the pro men will finish 70.3 miles of swimming, biking, and running. They'll finish that in less than 4 hours.
Wow.
Really, really remarkable how fast they are able to cover that distance.
Yeah. When you think about, you know, playing a round of golf and it takes you about that long to go over the golf course and what they're accomplishing in that same time frame. Wow, it's remarkable. Well, we welcome you back. We're glad you're back. And people are going to want to avoid that area if you're not so inclined as to visit the Ironman in the square. But it's a great thing for the county, and we're glad you're doing it again, Dave.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Dave Reed. He's the race director of Ironman 70.3. That's how far they go.